This is AM 1710 Radio Magazine. Community news, information, features, and entertainment. The AM 1710 Radio Magazine is brought to you by
Dignity Health. Dignity Health, official health care provider of the San Francisco Giants.
And by Kibbles and Gifts. Kibbles and Gifts, your one stop for pet supplies on the coastside.
And by the dentistry of Dr. Ray Shepherd. Dr. Ray Shepherd, serving the community for over 20 years and where they bring your smile to life.
And by Cameron's Restaurant, Pub and Inn, and now RV Park. Cameron's, fun for the whole family. Cameron's Restaurant, Pub and Inn, your home away from home.
And by the Thrift Store, 515 Kelly Avenue, Half Moon Bay. Support the Thrift Store and support the seniors of the coastside.
And now, the KHMB Feature Story of the Week. A look at people and events making a difference on the coastside.
The KHMB Feature Story of the Week is brought to you by United American Bank, your friendly community bank. United American Bank, offering simply better banking in Half Moon Bay, San Mateo, and Redwood City. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
It was an emotional and contentious recall election, but three members of the Coastside Fire Protection District Board will be replaced by their challengers. Correspondent Jim Holly has put together a special post-election report in which he talks to the winners and losers of the recalled election and samples reaction on Main Street. First, a comment from Doug McIntosh, who lost his seat on the board.
First, I'm encouraged that so many voters were willing to participate in this election. Do I think they truly understand the issue before them? Obviously not, or I would not have taken the actions I did. Having said that, I wish each one of them the very best and look forward to see what vision they bring to the fire service. It's going to take time and energy to learn how the system works. They have been placed in their positions by a significant majority of the voters, and now it is our job to help them achieve success with our thoughtful and respectful comments and suggestions.
And now to Main Street, where Jim Holly gets reaction from co-siders.
My name is Alan, and I live up the coast in El Granada. And what little I know about the controversy, I favored the recall, so I'm glad that it happened. I think we got a better fire, a better fire department because of Cal Fire.
Is that it was long overdue, and there was too much made about nothing, trying to change and get a lot of work done out of stuff that wasn't needed.
You know, I'm a little surprised with the results of the election, but, Cal Fire is doing a good job. Before Cal Fire, they did a great job. I don't really know if there's going to be that much of a difference.
I'm a little surprised. I think the last I'd heard it was not very close, and I'm surprised it was not very close, because I thought the town was pretty divided, and I think it came down to whoever got the turnout, got their base out.
I'm Joan. I live up in Kings Mountain, and I'm disappointed in the recall. I think a lot of people did not understand the issues. Most people I talked to thought that recall meant to keep a local, because it kept saying local, have it on the coastside. So everybody thought it meant the local, having a local fire department. I think it was a misunderstanding from a lot of people. I think it would be better to have a local fire department, because if the CDF has told us, if there's ever a general emergency, like an earthquake, that their first responsibility isn't to the coastside, it's to whoever they're sent, which could be anywhere. So that's why I thought we needed a local place. I think a lot of people just didn't understand.
I forgot to vote, but I didn't really know which side to vote for. I don't know whether my friends voted or not.
Well, since we have the elections now and the results, what do you think?
I don't even know what the results are.
Well, what happened is the recall won. The three board members were recalled. What do you think?
I think I better read the newspaper and find out what happened.
Thank you so much.
I normally vote all the time, but I did not vote on this because all I read was lies from both sides, and I was totally confused about the issues. So that's why I didn't vote. I know some of the people personally, but I didn't vote.
My name is Jeff. I live in Montara, and I think that Cal Fire can provide the services we need out here on the coast and provide the cost savings that we need now, and maybe they can revisit the issue of a local coastside fire station when it makes more economic sense for this town. Right now we've got a lot of other issues ahead of us.
My feeling was from the beginning that Half Moon Bay has a really poor track record in self-governance, and I was not for the recall. You know, I think we're better off with district that we're in right now. So.
J.B. Cockrell won a seat on the fire board and talked with AM 17 reporter Jim Holley.
Did you expect results to be so one-sided?
I did not.
So now that it's over, what's entered your mind in terms of the next steps?
To renew our relationship with CAL FIRE to serve the citizens of the Coastside, and then to explore implementing the suggestions of the county grand jury and move forward to do the people's business.
This election seemed to be a strong one from both sides in terms of a little bit of acrimony from both sides. Will that be patched up, or do you have any plans in that direction?
Well, I certainly hope it will be. Yeah, I'm going to reach out to a lot of people who are clearly on the other side and see about putting the community together to the best of my ability. It should never have been a divisive issue. It should have been community members for community members. It was never about the personality. The whole issue was good government and fiscal responsibility, and that's what I'm moving. That's what I hope to move toward. And you have to understand, I was a reluctant candidate at best, so I'm pleased that someone will be in office that will be looking after the interests of the citizens who live here and pay their taxes here.
And finally, Mike Alifano shares his feelings on the election outcome.
It's bittersweet. I realize that the people have spoken. You know, one of the issues for me was always trying to get the community more involved in understanding the fire service. You know, we ran a campaign based on the truth, the budget, and the good and the bad. You know, in the end, I felt a locally formed fire department would give us a better level of service. I will tell you, I met with Scott Jobbert today. He's the new fire chief, unit chief for CAL FIRE, and our fire chief here for Coastside Fire. The silver lining in that gray cloud for this recall for us is Scott. He is a stand-up guy. I wonder sometimes where we would be today if we had him on board a year or two ago. So I'm extremely excited for the district. I was able to make my way over to talk to Karen Anderson, my replacement and successor. And we had a good conversation, and I'd let her know that if there's anything that she needs from me to make it a smooth transition, I'm there, and I'll do what it takes. I want to be what I'm all about, which is trying to do the right thing and be a good community member. So I'll still be involved. I'll go to board meetings, but I made a promise. I'm going to start spending more time with my kids and go back to work.
Our thanks to correspondent Jim Holley for his special post-election report on the recall of three Coastside Fire Protection District board members. For the KHMB Feature Story of the Week, I'm Jim Henderson. Thank you for listening. Up next, Community Bulletin Board.
You've been listening to the KHMB Feature Story of the Week. Know someone who deserves to be recognized in the community? Call us today at 453-4000 or email us news@khmbradio.com.
The KHMB Feature Story of the Week has been brought to you by United American Bank, your friendly community bank. United American Bank, offering simply better banking in Half Moon Bay, San Mateo, and Redwood City. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Shop Main Street, Half Moon Bay, and win. This is Teresa Adam, manager at United American Bank. Enter our Where's Teresa contest, and you could win a $500 10% annual percentage yield certificate of deposit from us, and prizes from Cunha's Country Store, Gourmet Appliance, Mizu Salon, and Unique Clothing. Here's how.
Thanks, Teresa. Each week through April the 12th, Teresa will spend the week in one of the four Main Street businesses just mentioned. Jot the names of those businesses in the correct order each week and drop them off at the United American Bank office. Winners will be drawn randomly from the correct entries live on KHMB on April the 13th. Visit United American Bank or UnitedAmericanBank.com for entry forms and contest rules.
For simply better community banking, see me, Teresa Adam, at United American Bank, next to Burger King in Half Moon Bay.
United American Bank, member FDIC.
This is the home of the KHMB Radio Magazine. Locally produced shows heard exclusively on AM 1710.
KHMB presents Community Bulletin Board. the place to hear current news and information concerning our nonprofit groups and organizations on the Coast Side. Community Bulletin Board is brought to you as a public service by Dignity Health, official health care provider of the San Francisco Giants. Dignity Health will take care of you just like they do the pros.
The Coastside Land Trust presents their Seabird and Songbird Workshop on Saturday, April 13th. The workshop will be held between 1 and 2:30 p.m. at Seacrest School and will be followed by a bird walk, which meets at Smithfield at 3 p.m. Local bird expert Alvaro Jaramillo will conduct the workshop, and it's suitable for the beginner and advanced birder alike. For more information, phone Coastside Land Trust at 726-5056 or visit them online at coastsidelandtrust.org. Community Bulletin Board will continue after this word from Dignity Health.
This is Dwayne Kuiper of the San Francisco Giants. What team do the Giants depend on when it comes to their health? Well, it's Dignity Health, formerly CHW. Dignity's Health's name has changed, but its mission has stayed the same. Dignity Health's outstanding physicians, nurses, staff, and hospitals are dedicated to keeping the Giants on top of their game.
This baby is way back.
As the official health care provider of the Giants, Dignity Health will take care of you just like they do the pros.
Gonna miss. He struck him out.
Dignity's Health hospitals include St. Mary's Medical Center and St. Francis Memorial Hospital in San Francisco, Sequoia Hospital in Redwood City, and Dominican Hospital in Santa Cruz. And don't forget the St. Francis Health Center right on the Portwalk at AT&T Park. Learn more about good health and wellness at dignityhealth.org. Dignity Health, we're the team that takes care of the team on the field.
HIP Housing is a nonprofit San Mateo County shared housing organization dedicated to finding housing for those in need. Two such opportunities are now available. One is in Montera and the other is in Pacifica. In Montera, there is an unfurnished room for rent for $750 a month. It's available for two people maximum and includes parking and is located near public transit. In Pacifica, for $500 per month and $50 for utilities, there is an unfurnished room located near public transit. Street parking and laundry are also available. It's located in a lovely, quiet old farmhouse in the back section of Sun Valley in Lindemar. For information on these and other shared housing opportunities, call HIP Housing at 348-6660. Again, that's 348-6660. The Mid-Peninsula Regional Open Space controls 60,000 acres of preserved land and is looking for suggestions on how the land can be used to better serve and benefit the public. Uses can include more farmland, horseback riding trails, or backpacking camps. Find out more and make your suggestions known by visiting Mid-Peninsula Regional Open Space online at imagine.openspace.org. Again, that is imagine.openspace.org. For Community Bulletin Board, this is Stacy Trevenin.
Community Bulletin Board has been brought to you as a public service by Dignity Health, official health care provider of the San Francisco Giants. Dignity Health will take care of you, just like they do the pros. To have your nonprofit event announcement broadcast free on the radio, call us at 453-4000. Or email us, bulletinboard@khmbradio.com.
This is the home of the KHMB Radio Magazine. Locally produced shows heard exclusively on AM 1710.
Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.
And now, the AM 1710 Time Machine with host Cameron Palmer.
It's 1940. This week, the time machine goes back as far as the dial goes, to 1940. What is life like here in 1940? Well, from the archives of the Half Moon Bay Review. Theater party for county employees. Supervisor Alvin Hatch of Half Moon Bay has issued an invitation for all county employees, heads of department, to come to the theater party Thursday night at the Half Moon Bay Theater. Hatch, the owner of the theater, expects to make this a yearly event for county employees. Coastside may get Railway Express service. E.M. Graham, superintendent of the Railway Express, visited the Coastside recently to explore setting up Coastside offices. The establishment of this service would be a boost to the Coastside, as at the present time, citizens receiving Express have to go to San Francisco to get their deliveries. Owner of a rabid dog in Half Moon Bay is sought. The owner of a rabid shepherd dog picked up last Thursday in Half Moon Bay is being sought by county health officials. The health department is seeking to learn whether any person in the Half Moon Bay area was bitten by this rabid dog. Now history in the making from my restaurant, Cameron's Pub. I can't help myself. I'm a collector and just keep adding to all my collections and starting new ones. Here's the short list of what to look for when you pay a visit to Cameron's Restaurant. Of course, the first thing you will see is over the 3,000 plus beer can collection. You also cannot miss all the bar pulls, meaning the tap handles, mounted around the pub. I've lost track of how many I have. It must be at least 300 or 400. You might miss the Norman Rockwell plates that are around by the ice cream corner. Looking up, you should see the brass plates that are hanging from the ceiling that I purchased over in England on my mini trips there. And let's not forget even the bathroom ceilings. There's all sorts of old board games, from Monopoly to trivia games to the game Sorry, that are up on the ceiling in both the men's room and the ladies' room. It's sure to bring back childhood memories. Most folks would say keeping things dusted is my biggest challenge, but the real challenge is finding space for more treasures, because, as I said, I just can't help myself from collecting. We hope you'll visit soon and check out all of our collections at Cameron's Restaurant, Pub and Inn, and now RV Camping. What was going on in 1940 in the world? The Great Depression is slowly beginning to ease, and Americans are earning more and buying more, helping the economy to further recover. But outside of America, things are not good as Germany invades France, and Western Europe is controlled by Germany and Italy. But in the United States, Americans are feeling good about leaving the Depression behind. The nylon stockings, invented the previous year, are all the rage. FDR is elected to a third term, but Americans see storm clouds as Britain is in its fight for survival with Germany. And the first peacetime draft occurs later this year. How much do things cost? Hold on to your hat. They too wear hats in 1940. A new house is just shy of $4,000 on an average yearly wage of $1,700. Rent a house for $30 a month. Everyone needs a radio, and it'll cost you $16.95. Let's get the pain over with. Gasoline is 11 cents a gallon. For entertainment, it's the silver screen, and two most popular films are Walt Disney's animated film Pinocchio, released together with Fantasia and The Great Dictator, starring Charlie Chaplin. Oh, and let's not forget one of the biggest of all, Gone with the Wind, a classic to this day. Jazz sounds are the popular music of the day, with the likes of Benny Goodman and Count Basie. Among others, this entertainer was widely regarded as one of jazz's finest clarinetists. He led one of the most popular big bands in the late 1930s and 1940s. You can almost see people cheek to cheek on the dance floor when Artie Shaw played Farnese. Thank you. Born in Iowa, in 1904, this band leader was one of the most popular. When you were not in the mood for the slow dancing, Glenn Miller provided some up-tempo music. Here's Glenn Miller and In the Mood. Thanks for listening, and until next time, for the AM 1710 Time Machine, this is Cameron Palmer.
Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.
This is the home of the KHMB Radio Magazine. Locally produced shows heard exclusively on AM 1710.
Neighborhood classifieds are on the air. Buying or selling, lost and found, garage sales, neighbor-to-neighbor services, and more. Neighborhood Classifieds is brought to you by The Thrift Store, 515 Kelly Avenue, Half Moon Bay. The Thrift Store generates crucial funding to support senior programs on the coast side. And now, your host for Neighborhood Classifieds, Christopher O'Donnell.
Here we go again with furniture. My goodness, you know, sometimes I feel our classified section is in friendly competition with IKEA. Well, not really. IKEA touts flat packs and entails manual labor and reading directions. Not here on AM 1710. The big difference being that this furniture we offer is all connected and screwed and bolted and ready to go. Okay, no more suspense. Three, yes, three twin beds. Hey, here's your chance to start a foster home. Three beds with drawers in their base, so that saves on closets. $150 each. But if I were you, make an offer on all three, and I bet a deal could be worked out. Here's the number to call, 726-0534. And while you're on the phone to this advertiser, ask them about the queen bed they also have, with an armoire and a dresser. They're asking $850 for all of these items. But once again, this is an OBO, best offer sale. So see what you can do to get the price down a wee bit. And the number to call again, and this time on everything I've just mentioned since I went on air, is 726-0534. Call and see what you can work out with this local seller. And the good deals will be had at the thrift store as well. Don't forget them. They're our sponsor, the thrift store at 515 Kelly Avenue in Half Moon Bay. Your donations help the seniors of the coastside at this wonderful little cottage. Go on up the stairs and pop in. Speak to Carla Ruth. She's the manager. If she's got time, she'll even give you a tour. Gently used clothing, most unusual kitchen utensils, plates, dishes. It's too many items to talk about here. Their prices, embarrassingly low for other retailers in the area, so I can't talk about that too much on air. But you'll be pleased. Closed on Tuesdays and Wednesdays so they can bring everything back up to speed. I want you to go to the thrift store, 515 Kelly Avenue in Half Moon Bay. It helps the seniors of the coastside. All right, food for thought. Oh, by the way, always have a pen and paper close when I come to this segment. Number one, you want to save a little energy with your clothes dryer? Well, toss in a dry bath towel with the clothes fresh from the washer. You'll cut your drying time in half. Yes, in half. I tried it, and 'tis true. All right, TV commercials too loud for you, and you know they are. Well, here comes a number for you to join in the campaign for those pesky ads to be toned down. This has been an ongoing for quite some time now, but I invite you to join the fray. Ready with the paper and pen? All right, write this number down. 888-225-5322. Oh, yes, of course it is toll-free. Give you the number again, 888-225-5322, and voice your opinion. Tell them to turn those ads down. By the way, be very, very careful with reverse mortgages. Be very, very careful. I want you to do extreme due diligence before committing, please. Did you know also the safest place to hide your valuables? Guess where that is? It's in the laundry room of your house. And the coast is superb for photo subjects, but please wipe your camera and lens with a damp, not moist and certainly not wet cloth when you come home. There was loads of salt in the air as you were taking those images, and salt is Beelzebub to photo equipment. Boy, oh boy, where does the time go? I'm here, and I'm going to be leaving here, but I remind you to send me your ads to 453-4000, and I'll announce them free for a week here on AM 1710, your listening post on the coast. And on demand, of course, on the net at www.khmbradio.com. I'm your host.
Hey, Christopher!
What?
Where's your chuckle for the week?
Oh, that's right. Oops. I can't leave without giving everybody a smile. You know, currently I've been reading an incredible science book concerning anti-gravity. And you know, I just can't put it down. All right, well, here I go. I'm out of here for sure now. I'm your host, Christopher O'Donnell. Cheers, mate.
Neighborhood Classifieds is a regular feature of KHMB Radio. To have your free classifieds put on the radio, call 453-4000 or email us classifieds@khmbradio.com. Neighborhood Classifieds has been brought to you by The Thrift Store, 515 Kelly Avenue, Half Moon Bay. The thrift store offers a variety of next-to-new clothing, jewelry, kitchen items, and furniture. Call the thrift store at 726-6543.
This is the home of the KHMB Radio Magazine. Locally produced shows heard exclusively on AM 1710.
If I could talk to the animals.
It's time for Pet Patrol. Everything that pertains to our pets and animals. Pet Patrol is brought to you by Kibbles and Gifts, located in the Strawflower Shopping Center next to Safeway. Kibbles and Gifts is your one-stop shop for pet supplies and gifts on the coast side. Visit them online, kibblesandgifts.com. And now, your host for Pet Patrol, Krista Livingston.
Today's part two of a two-part series on cat urban legends. Which are true and which are false? Stay tuned to find out as I discuss urban legends number 6 through 10. Here's number 6. I went on vacation and my cat got mad. When I came home, he sprayed the furniture and ignored me for 3 days out of spite. Missing the litter box, scratching furniture, and aggression frequently are blamed on vindictiveness or retribution. We cannot prove spite because we can't ask the cat. The cause and effect assumption isn't always accurate. Cats often react to stress with marking behaviors, using claws and urine, or aggressive posturing, or even avoidance if they feel uneasy or fearful. In reality, the behavior may be related to something else. There are all kinds of other possible reasons for a cat doing that, other than for spite. Number 7. My cat hissed and growled at me and tried to attack the other cats because she's dominant. Forget thinking about dominance. Cats' dominance is very different than what we typically think of with humans or even dogs. Behaviorists shy away from using the term because it's been used inappropriately. Animals that live in groups typically have social orders and relative rank. Most things in their lives are not determined by dominance. Cat aggression more likely arises from fear rather than dominance. A lot of animals who are aggressive towards owners don't trust them because they have been inappropriately punished. Cats may also act aggressively toward other animals because of anxiety and defensiveness. Urban legend number 8. Anytime my cat does something bad, I punish her. Cats only learn when you punish them. Do you only learn through punishment? Cats learn by exploring and by trying different things. There are many different ways to learn. The term punishment is confusing because there are two forms. Positive punishment adds something noxious, while negative punishment takes away a reward in response to the animal's actions. Negative punishment involves withholding. With a cat, that might mean withholding attention or a treat in response to an objectionable behavior, say excessive meowing. Positive punishment, adding something noxious, could be blasting an air horn or squirting with water. Positive punishment, in the form of slapping or hitting to reduce the frequency of a behavior, is absolutely unacceptable. Physical punishment generates anxiety in the animal, which can create a greater propensity for aggression. And you will damage the human-animal bond. Pet Patrol continues in a minute, but first a reminder of some great values that await your pets at Kibbles and Gifts. For your canine companion, plush toys by Westpaw, made in the USA. For the cat in your life, fresh and new catnip toys by From the Field and Pleasant Hill. More made in the USA products. And also for your feline companion, Stella and Chewy's single-serving, freeze-dried raw food. 6 flavors for your little tiger to choose from. Kibbles and Gifts is located in the Strawflower Shopping Center next to Safeway. Come in and browse the store. Kibbles and Gifts is a pet lover's paradise. You can also visit us online, kibblesandgifts.com, or give us a call, 726-3700. Now back to the show. Urban legend number 9. My cat loves heights. I don't worry about him jumping or falling because cats always land on their feet. That's sort of half true. Cats can usually turn around in midair and orient themselves to land in a 4-on-the-floor position, but only if they have time and space to right themselves. Falling from high elevations doesn't preclude injury, though, even if the cat lands on his feet. Broken legs, cracked chins, and internal injuries can result from such falls. Cats need at least 2.5 feet to right themselves. If you held a cat upside down right off the ground and let him go, he would fall on his back. The righting mechanism works best from a horizontal position. When a cat falls in a head-up, tail-down position, as from a child's arms, he'll land on rear end. Here is the last urban legend, number 10. I love hearing my cat purr because it means she's happy. While cats do purr when they're happy, they've also been known to purr when injured or even as they die. One purr study indicated that certain purrs contain a specific kind of tone when a cat is asking for something. That received media attention, suggesting it supported the notion cats are manipulative, selfish creatures. Cat researcher and ethologist Paul Leihausen said a cat's purr is similar to a human smile. We've got to be careful not to take those studies out of context. We smile for a lot of reasons. Some smiles are manipulative. However, the majority of them are not. We all know that cats are fascinating enough without making up stories about them. Knowing the facts can only deepen our appreciation of these unique creatures that we love. I hope you've enjoyed listening to the urban legends about kitty cats. Until next week, this is Krista Livingston with Kibbles and Gifts and Kibbles Pet Care.
If I could talk to the animals.
Pet Patrol is a regular feature of KHMB Radio. If you have an animal-related announcement, just call us at 453-4000 or email us pets@khmbradio.com. Pet Patrol has been brought to you by Kibbles and Gifts, located in the Strawflower Shopping Center next to Safeway. Kibbles and Gifts is your one-stop shop for pet supplies and gifts on the coast side. Phone them at 726-3700 or visit them online, kibblesandgifts.com.
Home is where your heart is. With Home Helpers of Half Moon Bay, your loved ones can continue to enjoy the comforts of home as they age. Our trusted, experienced caregivers provide exceptional care when and where needed to help make life easier. From companionship and housekeeping to meal preparation and transportation, we'll create a care plan that's tailored to fit your needs and budget. Call 532-3122 for a free in-home consultation and more information. We also offer Direct Link, a personal emergency response system that's monitored 24/7. If your loved one ever needs help in case of an emergency, they can simply push the small wireless button worn around their neck or wrist and be directly connected to help. Call 532-3122 or visit us online at homehelpers.cc, which stands for Compassionate Caregivers. Home Helpers, making life easier.
This is Keeping Pace with Your Health, brought to you by the Dental Office of Dr. Ray Shepherd, located at 890 Main Street, Half Moon Bay. And now, Sue Pace, RN and Neighborhood Radio Health Editor.
Hello, neighbors and listeners on the web. As if you needed something else to worry about, a health problem from the last century has appeared, and healthcare professionals are getting questions about it. Sleep tight. Don't let the bed bugs bite. Yes, bed bugs, that pest from the old bedtime rhyme, are making a comeback. You've probably heard on the news that they're showing up in hotels, college dorms, and hospitals. And if you're unlucky enough to be exposed to them, you can bring them home like little stowaways. Although they're more of a nuisance than a health hazard, one thing is certain, you really don't want them. So I did a little research to find out more about bed bugs, how to avoid bringing them home, and what to do if you suspect you have them. First of all, the bites can cause allergic reactions in some people, and scratching can lead to secondary infection in the skin. But bed bugs are not known to transmit infectious diseases to humans. Experts say the critters do become a public health burden, though, if people go ballistic trying to get rid of them. Many people, whether they think they have bed bugs or they truly do, will attempt to apply insecticides in their homes and on their beds. Well, they don't know what they're doing, and they can overexpose themselves to chemicals, which can cause health problems. The best advice if you do find bed bugs in your house is to hire a licensed pest control company. And what about the ionic, ultrasonic, or electromagnetic products advertised on TV and magazines or on the web? Well, I love what one expert said. Quote, "These things are amazingly effective at reducing the thickness of your wallet." More on this topic after this message from Dr. Ray Shepherd.
My name is Kimo Hogan. I've been a coastal resident, since 1955.
Grew up in Moss Beach, went to Half Moon Bay High School. Been seeing Dr. Shepherd for 25 years. My father, my mother, my brothers, countless friends see him. Great folks. I've watched his kids grow, and what a neat thing. Apparently, one or both of his sons are going to join the practice with him, and what a cool thing that is. He's been there for me for emergency calls. I'll call him and leave him a message, and he'll call me right back. One of the neat things is after I've had a session with him, he always calls me that night just to kind of check and see how I'm doing, making sure everything is going fine. If I've got any pain, you know, he prescribed the pain pills, or just a neat, neat guy. They've made my smile tenfold better.
The Dental Office of Dr. Ray Shepherd, 890 Main Street, phone 726-3355, Dr. Ray Shepherd.
Where we bring your smile to life.
So, neighbors, what do bed bugs look like, and how do you find them? Well, adult bed bugs are wingless insects, about 1/4 inch long and oval in shape. Their color can vary from nearly white to kind of an orangish color to dark red or black. Their flat bodies enable them to hide in dark cracks and crevices in beds, baseboards, sofas, and drawers, even behind wallpaper and electrical switch plates. That's where they can nest during the day, and then they feast on you at night. Well, amazingly, these sneaky little bugs dine on you while you're sleeping. The next morning, you might discover lesions that resemble the bite of a mosquito or some other insect. So if bites occur while people are sleeping, suspect a bed bug infestation, but don't leap to conclusions. The marks on your skin would really look like mosquito bites or flea bites. So experts recommend the following steps for identifying the culprit. First of all, search the bedroom. Look in folds and creases in mattresses and box springs, the pleats of curtains, around the wallpaper, behind molding, in the corners. You might notice dark brown or reddish fecal spots on bed linens, mattresses, or the wall. If you find an insect, compare it with a good reference image, such as on a website, or place it in a plastic bag or a pill bottle for identification. When you call in a pest control company, they'll spend a lot of time looking for the hiding places with a flashlight. One inspector said, "The bed is ground zero, but it's not the only place they live. What takes the longest is finding out where they live." Treatment depends on how serious the infestation is. It could be anything from industrial vacuuming to using heat treatments or applying products in various places. Probably they'll have to come back and inspect and do more than one treatment. It's not a once and you're done kind of thing. So what can you do to avoid bringing bed bugs home when you're traveling? Well, regardless of how many stars a hotel boasts, ignore that and check on a website called bedbugs.com to see if bed bugs have been reported there. Also, experts recommend you take precautions when you enter a hotel room. First of all, set your suitcase off the floor on the luggage holder, leaving the suitcase zipped up. Then inspect the bed, the sheets, the mattress pad, and look for dark spots or bugs. And don't apply pesticides to hotel mattresses. If you apply products like that, you could be putting yourself and other people at risk. But once you get home from traveling, if you suspect that critters might have hitchhiked home with you in your suitcase or your clothes, launder your clothes in high heat or have them dry cleaned. You can inspect your suitcases before taking them inside your house. If you do happen to see bugs, use a stiff brush to remove them and then vacuum them suitcases very well. Well, listeners, I hope you never need this advice on getting rid of bed bugs. But now you know what to do, just in case. Until next time, here's to your good health.
You have been listening to Keeping Pace with Your Health with host Sue Pace, brought to you by the Dental Office of Dr. Ray Shepherd, located at 890 Main Street, Half Moon Bay. If you have suggestion topics for the program, call 453-4000 or email us at health@neighborhoodradio.info.
This is the home of the KHMB Radio Magazine. Locally produced shows heard exclusively on AM 1710.
On the carousel. On the carousel.
Coastside Carousel. The show devoted to spotlighting the groups and artists that make up our local musical entertainment community.
Coastside Carousel is brought to you by Cameron's Restaurant and Inn. Cameron's. Good food and good times for the entire family. And now your host for Coastside Carousel, Christopher O'Donnell.
I was downtown in Half Moon Bay about 4 to 5 weeks ago in the AM 17 Mobile. Have you seen the Mobile Mobile? And a listener waved me over and asked me about the haunting sounds I had on a few months ago. And he remembered I had found the player at the Pumpkin Festival. And he requested the music of Bob Culbertson again, if I could. And I reminded the listener is that requests are what I thrive on. And so the airwaves are once again alive with the haunting instrument known as acoustic. Bob's take on the invention called the Chapman stick. Do a Wikipedia on that. The Chapman stick. And needless to say, created by Emmett Chapman, who, by the way, I met in Burlingame at Art in the Park over 20 years ago. And my camera store, where I used to work, took his publicity picture. Lo, those many years ago, too. A single musician of superb talent, where I think I'll ask Bob to drop by Cameron's restaurant on a Thursday night for open mic before this year's festival in October. He'll be back again, and Cameron's would welcome him. Cameron's, you know, that two-story cream-colored English-style pub and inn just past the fire station on the southwest side of town. Well, I could wax on about our sponsor, but suffice it to say that if food and beverages and a stay overnight is on your list, well, next time you're in Half Moon Bay, say no more, say no more. Just simply go to cameronsinn.com on the net for details, and you'll realize that Cameron's could become your home away from home. All right, move your chair a little closer to the mic, will you, Bob, please? And I am told you have three tracks from your acoustic CD entitled Dawn. Oh, by the way, listeners, all three tracks are Bob's compositions, so sit back and enjoy the unique stringed craft of Bob Culbertson.
Thank you.
was right, wasn't I? Was that a treat to your ears and heartstrings, or what? Oh, I truly appreciate you allowing us to play your work, Bob, on AM 1710 and on the net at www.khmbradio.com. And to contact Mr. Culbertson, go to www.stickmusic. Yeah, just like the word stick and just like the word music. Stickmusic.com. I'm your host for Encore. It's the repeat performance segment of Coastside Carousel, and my name is Christopher O'Donnell. I wish you good music, and I wish you good listening.
On the carousel, on the carousel.
You've been listening to Coastside Carousel, featuring the music and artists of our local entertainment community. For suggestions and comments for the show, call us at 453-4000 or email us carousel@khmbradio.com.
Coastside Carousel has been brought to you by Cameron's Restaurant and Inn. Visit Cameron's at www.cameronsinn.com.
You have been listening to the AM 1710 Radio Magazine, heard daily on KHMB. If you have suggestions or comments for the show, call us at 453-4000 or email us magazine@khmbradio.com.